Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And everybody is fully vaccinated, then you can take off your mask. It's time for us to reinstate some of these masking mandates while in the meantime ideally aiming for proof of vaccination so that we can really boost our vaccination number.
I do believe at the local level, Jake, there should be more mandates. The hesitancy at the local level of doing mandates is because the vaccines have not been officially fully approved. And I think when you do see the official approval, Jake, you're going to see a lot more mandates.
And we know that this is what's going to turn the tide. And we also know that people are going to get a really clear message. If you want to participate in our society fully, you got to get vaccinated. You gotta get vaccinated. It's time.
And this is a shift from the Pentagon. They previously indicated that they would wait for FDA approval, but now Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin expected to move forward with this, making the recommendation to the president that would require all of the 1.3 million active duty service members to be vaccinated.
This private business is, I am asking them and suggesting to them, go to vaccine-only
admissions.
I believe it's in your best business interest.
First, following up on that rule in New York now where the mayor says if you're not vaccinated, you can't go to an indoor restaurant, a gym, or a show. Does the White House think that that is fair to people who may have a religious reason for not wanting the vaccine or who might just be waiting for the FDA to approve it fully before they get it?
The administration and the White House and the president support steps by localities to take steps to protect people in their states and their communities, to incentivize people getting vaccinated. I don't know all the specific details if they had exemptions, so I'd point you to them.
Even fire qualified employees get vaccinated.
That's under consideration right now. If you're not vaccinated, you're not really supported by budget.
Are you concerned that the PDC is not trying to
city of Fayetteville, multicultural hub of Sydney, is crawling with military. Sydney Constable B. Woods.
Michael?
Yeah.
Got me? All good?
Not yet, mate. Before when you pulled over, I know we'd ask if you before you pulled, put your mask on.
I said I don't need
medical
to.
Medical exemption, but then you didn't speak to us any further and you drove off, mate. So what
I wasn't detained, was I?
Your exemption, please.
Was I detained?
Huh? I wasn't detaining you.
I drove off because I wasn't detained.
I was asking you for your medical exemption.
So now you're detaining me.
So now you need to show me your medical exemption, okay?
Knock yourself out.
Thank you.
They say beat the cops at their own game.
Oh, he does.
Look at these cops. Welcome to the police state.
And play games with us, mate.
I think you're playing games.
You want to change?
I think you're wasting police resources.
Mate,
okay, that's all you're
inciting.
Thank you. Have a good day, sir.
There you go. That's how you win. That's how you win, ladies and gentlemen.
In France, anyone entering a venue with more than 50 people inside will need to present this health pass. And what it is either proof of full vaccination, a negative COVID-19 test result, or proof that you have recently recovered from infection. The sort of places you need to use it from today include museums, theatres, cinemas, Disneyland Paris, for example. But lawmakers in France are today debating about whether to extend this measure to other areas or all aspects of social life in France. from next month, it could be possible, or it is quite likely, that if you head to a cafe or restaurant in Paris, or if you board a train...
You've got amazing shoes, amazing pillows, towels, sheets, beds for humans, beds for dogs, beds for cats, all amazing products at already very low prices, hiring thousands and thousands of Americans with promo code Alex. With MyPillow.com or FrankSpeech.com or any of your sites, they get the very best discount. It's an amazing deal.
You get my six-pack of towels for $39.99, normally $109.99. You can get my Giza of Dream Sheets, normally $100-and-some a set, as low as $49.99 a set. I took everything and just passed the savings on because we need support right now. Now, for what's going on, myself, I need this for the cyber symposium. I just lost $1 million a week revenue by telling Fox, you know what? I'm not going to succumb to your cancel culture. We're going to bring the word out on our own. Your best specials, use the promo code Alex, and you're supporting us getting the word out with Alex's great show, InfoWars, and you're supporting MyPillow, 2,500 employees that I haven't had to lay anybody off in spite of trying being attacked and canceled.
Beautiful. You're an example of resistance. Mike Lindell, Godspeed. Three on this Tuesday, August 10th broadcast. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Some of the wild stuff breaking. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo resigns in disgrace over all of the sexual harassment allegations, and I think that's a good thing. But why aren't they going after Joe Biden or Bill Clinton, who are clearly way worse than he is? And why aren't they getting in trouble for sending COVID-infected, really flu and pneumonia-infected patients into those nursing homes, and we now know suppressing the numbers, 20,000 dead. He did that with Letitia James, the George Soros-appointed attorney general there. He installed her. She was elected. So you have that news, and then this news on InfoWars.com. UN to consider spraying sulfate aerosols, chemtrails, above the Earth's surface to reduce global temperatures. Oh, the UN's going to run our health care and tell us how to live our lives and so much more as they try to scare us. And now this huge piece of news that dovetails with our special guest. National Strategy for Countering Domestic Terrorism, June 2021. And it says if you question the elections or question open borders or question COVID lockdowns, you are a, quote, white supremacist. And as he says, if you are then a white supremacist, you are then a terrorist in the Pentagon should be used against you as a domestic terror threat. And they've said that Ashley Babbitt, a veteran, a patriot, who did nothing violent that day on January 6th, well, they say that, well, some people said that everyone was horrible and everybody deserved to be shot. In fact, some Republicans have said that she deserved what happened to her. We've got her husband here, who I've seen in a lot of interviews, very impressive, smart fellow, a veteran himself, met her on deployments overseas. Or no, I guess he met her doing security at a nuclear power plant. Let me get that right. I was watching the other night. And so Aaron Babbitt joins us, and I really appreciate him coming on. Also, they're suing. We can't get into the identity of the officer. That's part of the suit. I understand that with these court cases. But we get into everything else. So he's here with us. GiveSendGo.com/justice for Ashley. GiveSendGo.com/justice for Ashley. And at For Ashley on Twitter. So, Aaron Babbitt, thank you so much for coming on with us. And I'd just like to try to give you the floor to go wherever you want, because I've got so many questions, but you're the guy that's really got the answer. So give us your take on Ashley, her memory, and what's currently unfolding.
First off, thanks for having me, Alex. I truly do appreciate the opportunity to talk about my wife. Any chance I get. So thank you. It's just been a whirlwind. You know, every day still feels like January 7th with complete silence coming out of D.C. I have to wake up every day, you know, knowing that I'm going to go through that day without my best friend. And then when I go to bed at night, I go to bed with a gut punch knowing that nobody in D.C. gives a damn about it. So I watch these sham, you know, committee hearings, and, you know, the questions that I have are, why these four officers? You know, they were clearly selected a long time ago. They were clearly reading off a script. Christ sakes, one of the guys read the word coop. I mean, you're literally reading this. And then you got the crying and the tears and the crocodile tears. And then you got the big guy, whatever his name is, I can't even remember. But
saying everybody was calling him the N-word, even though they have no footage of it.
Yeah, there's zero footage of it. But you look, they weren't even smart enough to scrub his social media before they put him up in front of the world. He's got his black power fist up. He's got his Black Lives Matter, everything. I don't understand how this guy still has a job, because he clearly has a political bias. If he's talking all this smack and trash on the conservative Republican side, how can he be expected to defend them as needed? I mean, he even was joking about the fact that Trump had to get rushed off stage during an active shooter. He was joking about that. And that's when Donald Trump was still president. Donald Trump still had to go to the House. This guy was charged with being outside of Secret Service. This guy was going to have to protect him. How can he still be on the job, you know? But the Capitol Police, they got a big problem.
Well, that's where I was going to go. I mean, I was going to bring up those horrible hearings last week. They're going to have more hearings, the crying, the reading off the scripts, the suppressing 14,000 hours of footage. And then, because I was in that crowd, I know those people. Nobody was screaming N-word. My gosh, if you're a black guy at a Trump rally, you're getting loved on. I mean, that is a load of BS.
Yep, absolutely is. And I feel like once all these, you know, it's going to take discovery, but once we start getting all this surveillance footage and once it all comes out, they're going to have to either fire 2/3 of their, you know, of their department, or we're going to get into where now we're opening up these satellite offices around the country. And to me, that is because they know that they can't have these guys sitting in public eye and public view once they open that house back up. So they're going to have to move them somewhere. So that's, I mean, obviously, there's other reasons, overreach of power. But I truly believe that these satellite offices are being opened up to push these guys so you don't see them at Capitol anymore.
And that was another thing. Since when can the CDC say nobody has to pay rent anymore? And since when can the Capitol Police announce jurisdiction nationwide? I mean, this is wild.
Yeah, it's insane. This is we're living in Wonderland, man. Up is down, left is right.
Well, you notice, and they never want to talk about Ashley, and I'm sure you saw it. I don't know if you want to give the guy any attention, but the Republican that basically said, you know, good job, the officer that killed your wife. I mean, why do they have to rub it in like that?
I don't know. I mean, you have three or four congressmen, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Dr. Gosar, Louie Gohmert. They're actively supporting my wife and supporting our family. But that's 90, you know, it's half of a percent of the 100%, you know, so the other 99.5, they don't give a damn. And, you know, I get tired of hearing them say all the time, you know, who shot Ashley Babbitt? You sit in that house every single day. The guy that shot my wife is supposedly the commander of that area. You're going to try and tell me you haven't seen him at work in 216 days? Everybody knows who the hell did it, but they just won't talk about it. It's
well, it's very dangerous to have secret police that can kill people like 007, kill one of their own citizens, and then their name is withheld. Again, it's all part of the power grab.
It's all part of the power grab. And, I mean, I have the benefit of, you know, I carried a gun, Alex, for 10 years at the nuclear power plant. I was bound to the same use of force continuum that this guy is. I know where he got trained. He was down in Glencoe, Georgia. I know they follow the same exact use of force continuum. And he skipped every single step and put a bullet in my wife. There was no announcement of his presence. There was no, you know, physical presence less than physical force. There was no use of impact weapons. My wife's hands were empty. She was coming through a door. Her hands were occupied with that door. She could have been grabbed from behind by one of those officers, or he could have walked out. I don't even care if he smacked her in the face. He just stood there off to the side. She never saw him. She never heard him. And he executed her. On live TV.
Wow. We're going to go to break here in a moment, but let's talk about justice for Ashley, because that's justice for us all. If they can forget her, if they can bury her, they can then play like they were the victims that day. It's very important to get justice. I know it takes a lot of money to do it. I know you didn't want to bring this up, but how do people donate? And if they do donate at Justice for Ashley at GiveSendGo.com, what does that go towards?
It goes directly to my lawyer, Robertson Wood. It goes directly to the firm. So every dollar that's donated goes directly to the firm. We're going to have, and this is David versus Goliath. I mean, we need all the help that we can get. And
oh, yeah, even when lawyers do it at cost, they got to pay for hotels. They got to pay for all the transcripts. I mean, I've been involved in a lot of lawsuits. Just the transcripts cost hundreds of thousands of dollars for a big battle over a year or two. And this is going to be a battle. So you guys, I mean, I think $500,000 is a low goal. You guys have only raised $30,000. I would like to see that, you know, go up $100,000 during the show, folks, because, you know, it takes money to win a war. And this is definitely an important fight for all of us.
This is a fight for everybody. My wife gave her life for this country. You know, she wrote a blank check multiple times going overseas to war for her life. And in the end, ultimately, she gave her life at the people's house. So we need all the help we can get. And this is for every single American, whether you support my wife or not. You don't even know that this is for you, too. This is for your liberties and freedoms.
Well, I understand why she was mad that day and protesting, too. I mean, the Democrats take over buildings all the time. She didn't even do it violently, but... they don't get killed, and I don't think they should be killed. We'll be right back to talk about Ashley Babbitt with Aaron Babbitt. Straight ahead, I'm Alex Jones.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Ashley Babbitt to talk about what happened, but he's doing it so that she doesn't die in vain, and that's important. But I saw you as a guest on Sunday Live here on the InfoWars Network Sunday night after I did my 2 hours, and I watched and listened to the whole interview, and it really touched my heart talking about Ashley and meeting her and why she wanted to go to D.C., and I thought it might be important to repeat that to this audience.
Yeah, so it was back in 2015. I was working security at a nuclear power plant. Ashley, I had been there for about 8.5, 9 years at that point. Ashley had gotten on with the new class, and I was down in like the bowels of this place, and it's just 120, 130 degrees. You know, I'd been down there for like an hour. I came upstairs to the alarm station to get a drink, and the new class was in there, and that's the last thing I wanted to deal with. So I just walked around, put my gun away, and was getting a drink, and here comes little old Ashley over, hey, you look like you're grumpy. I'm going to make you talk to me. And I'll be damned she did. And so as the months went on, she ended up on my shift, and, we just hit it off. And, fast forward to 2017, we decided to make life changes. Her brother was, her whole family's out here, so in San Diego. So her brother was working for this pool company, and he called talking about how they were selling the business. He was interested in just buying this small little portion. And of course, Ashley, always, 110% on everything she does. She's like, well, why don't we look at it and see if we can buy the whole business? She said it was one of the hardest questions she's ever had to ask me in her life. I came home from work, and she sat me down, and she's like, I want to buy a business, and I've done the numbers, and I think we can do this. And I just, I looked at her, and I was like, what? Let's go for it, And at that point, I had already been through a dumpster fire of a marriage earlier, when I was in the military, and I swore I'd never get married again. And this girl comes around and just completely changed my life. So we uprooted, drove across the country, moved out here to San Diego, and bought our small business. We were living a very idyllic life. It was, it was beautiful. We lived 3 blocks from the beach, going to work every day. When I say we literally spend 20 hours a day together, it's not an underestimation. I mean, if we were together, if we were apart for 4 hours, even that was kind of a stretch, but that's, I got to work sometime.
So you guys were really in love and really were had hit it off.
Yeah, I mean, she was my best friend. She's the love of my life.
Well, I know it's hard for you to talk about, but, those cops sat up there and cried and called her by terrorists and white supremacists, total lies. And it was just disgraceful. You're holding it together here, but I can tell you really loved her. And I think it's important to humanize her. What was it like? How did you learn? I'm sorry to have to ask this, but we have to humanize her because they want to dehumanize her. What was it like for you, Aaron? How did you find out they'd shot your wife?
So it was back in January. We were still heavily locked down for COVID here in Comby, California. So I had to make a gym reservation. You could only go at a certain hour. So I made one for 1 o'clock, and it was like somewhere in the 11 o'clock hour my time. I got a call, and it was kind of random. I don't normally really talk to this person, but called saying his wife had seen what she thought was Ashley on TV, and it looked like she had gotten hurt. So I turned my TV on, and it just happened to be on Fox when I turned it on, and the first image that I saw was my wife laying on the ground there with blood coming out of her mouth.
Wow.
My original thought was, you know, there's no way somebody fired a live round inside the Capitol. Maybe it was a rubber bullet that hit her in the wrong way, you know. But I was forced at that point, because I started calling all these hospitals, trying to find her, and nobody would tell me anything, even to the point where my brother had called the D.C. Metro dispatch, and they yelled at him. The exact words were, "We didn't effing shoot her. Stop calling." And they hung up on him. So I was locked in and forced to watch these graphic images over and over and over again, because I was getting no calls from anybody in D.C. at that point. I had to watch it. That's the only place I was getting updates, or any could get an update on what had happened to Ashley. And then I heard the voice, and I'll hear for the rest of my life, came over and said the woman that had been shot at the Capitol had passed away. And everything went black after that. You know, I talked to my neighbors after, and they said it sounded like a wounded dying animal was inside my house, which I don't remember much of it. You know, people, I looked up and there were friends where they were in my house, and I didn't even remember them coming in. So yeah, that's, I watched my wife die on TV. And for a man to see, you know, like I said, the absolute love of my life, it's been 3,000 miles away, but the TV was like a window to me that I couldn't get my hands through to comfort her, and you know, to see the video, the cameras in her face and the people in her face. And I know the last view that she had out of her eyes before the life was drained out was of strangers. And I just wanted my face to be there to let her know you're going to be okay and you know, you're loved, babe.
Well, that's powerful testimony, Aaron. I appreciate you doing that for America and your wife who lives on. We all know that hopefully we do the right thing. We'll be with our friends and family again. So we know that, you know, God's real. But what would you like to see come out of this now? Because, you know, at first I'm like, it's wrong that this happened, but who knows what else went on. And it's hysteria. But then to watch him attack her and call her names and to see this Republican congressman say that the cop did a good job and all that, they're really rubbing it in. I mean, I'd like to see the people that did this. I'd like to see the guy that did this sent to prison. I mean, I think he premeditatedly executed your wife. And I know you don't want to get into the case itself, but what are you hoping to see here?
Well, I mean, they've already taken away the ability to charge him criminally at this point. If you go back to February, there was a Wall Street Journal article that came out that said that, you know, the investigation into the shooting of my wife was ongoing, but they probably weren't going to be recommending charges. And D.C. Metro never came out and squashed that leak, you know. So fast forward to April, that's when we got the official call from the internal affairs detective at D.C. Metro telling me and my attorney that they weren't pressing charges. And I'm just like, You leaked this out back in February, so why did you string it along this long? So at this point, it's going to have to come down to, you know, at a minimum, termination of this officer. I mean, he's not fit for duty. You can look
a lot of big foundations and groups should be supporting you. We don't want police getting away with executing people. Where's all the Black Lives Matter? Where's all the cop-hating organizations? I mean, this is a clear execution right here. But because it's a veteran, they don't care.
Yeah, and well, the National Police Association came out and called it a bad shoot.
Good.
And you have that going on. And somebody needs to take notice of that, for Christ's sake. But
stay there, Aaron Babbitt. Let's come back and talk about that. The fact that there are a lot of good police that are actually against what happened. We're not attacking all police. We're attacking these political special officers, these leftist officers. A bunch of them are basically like Antifa. I mean,
it's hard to believe we're already halfway into this insane year of 2021. We're seeing world government, world IDs being announced, forced inoculations. All the tyranny we warned of is now here. But on the good side, there is also a global awakening, the likes of which this planet has never seen. So truly, the battle between good and evil is now front and center. That's why I want to thank all the viewers and all the listeners for your support, for your word of mouth, for your prayers over the years, because without InfoWars, we'd be in a lot more trouble than we are right now. So again, thanks for keeping us on the air. And please take advantage of the big super sale, flash sale we're doing right now at InfoWarsStore.com. A whole bunch of our best-selling products are 50% off despite the fact they're selling out. That's why it's a flash sale. A Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, our Greens Formula, of course, our high-quality vitamin D3 formula with calcium. Then we have the 1,100% of your daily allowance vitamin C with zinc. They're all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and the deal has to end in less than a week, so please take advantage of it right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Being held hostage by corporate interests that are manipulating the left. And they're spoiling for a war. And just off what happened to the Capitol, a million people came for Trump's rally. You had some provocateurs, some police scuffles. Then the police opened up the gates. 500, 600 people went in. Maybe 20 were violent. And then other people got killed. And others are rotting under the federal jail there in D.C., some of which have had their eyes knocked out, some of which have never been let out of solitary confinement. So Ashley's left this plane of existence, but you look at the persecution of people that were just there, little old ladies holding American flags. Aaron Babbitt, husband of Ashley Babbitt, what is it like for you to see that? What's your view of that whole fiasco and where that's going?
I mean, I'm not naive enough, you know, to the fact that had my wife not been murdered, I'd be standing right alongside these other families, you know, Pastor would probably be in jail right now, which, you know, it is what it is. They killed her. So to have these guys locked up with no due process, and I keep getting tired of hearing. I even had to stop doing, I won't even talk to my local Fox affiliate here because I got sick of them putting the word insurrectionist across the bottom, on their banner. I don't know how you can call people an insurrectionist without being charged with insurrection. To me, every talking head out there, every person that's calling these people insurrectionists, they should be immediately sued for slander, defamation of character. That's no different than, you know, my neighbor calling the news and saying Aaron Babbitt's a murderer. Well, did he kill anybody? Well, I don't know. I don't understand how you can keep calling these people an insurrectionist without them being charged with insurrection.
Well, I got up on the chairs. They had stacks of chairs there. And I said, listen, folks, don't go in the Capitol. We're going to get another Kent State. And not that people deserve to get shot or even arrested, the ones that were peaceful. But I had a bad feeling. I'm like, don't go in. But obviously, almost no one could hear me because the crowd was so huge. And by the time the officers opened the doors up and let people in, the fact that they can keep people in jail who've shown in court, I've talked to their lawyers, the video of them being waved in, and then they were nonviolent, and they're being, you know, charged with garbage. But as you said, they're not being charged with insurrection because they didn't do that.
Right. And I just read something. It's on my legal team, the app for Ashley. That is run by my legal team. A lot of people think I'm on there. They go on there and they say a bunch of really bad stuff. But the joke's on you. I'm not running that thing, so you're not talking to me. But they just put something up there saying that the government had admitted, you can read it, the government admitted that, yes, there is video footage of police letting, protesters inside the Capitol building. Yes, there are pictures and videos of Capitol Police fist bumping and hugging. Here you go right there. So, I mean, you see it right there, but they're still at the very end, but we're still looking into it. Come on.
Yeah, so we know what happens. Select groups got in fights with the cops. The cops got in fights with them. People got carried away. And then the police outside pulled back the metal barriers and waved everyone in and then opened the doors. So who gave that order? Who set up everybody and then let the emotions get out of control?
Yeah, who gave that order? And but you talked to that that gentleman, Kara had talked to him on Sunday, that was there with Mrs. Boylan. And, they've been lying about her from the get-go. And it appears that there's going to be, at this point in time, at least three deaths on the Capitol Police hands. But nobody wants to talk about that in the mainstream media.
Well, that was my next question. You're dead on. What about the other people? We're now learning at least three, probably four others were murdered as well.
Yeah. And, you have to believe these people that were down there in that crowd. To say that the violence that was coming from the citizens was a reaction to the violence being brought upon them initially by the Capitol Police. These guys aren't prepared for that. And to say that we have a police force that is supposed to protect the Capitol building, the center of the world, for all intents and purposes, and they're not prepared for a large-scale demonstration like that, there has to be a complete revamping of this agency, department, whatever you want to call it. And it needs to start from the top where,
Well, we also know that Trump asked for National Guard 10 days before, 5 days before, and was refused. That's how it works is the Democrats control the district, so they somehow blocked him unless he wanted to send in federalized troops. But they denied him the National Guard.
Yeah, it was a setup from the beginning. It was a setup from the beginning to make him look horrible and make him look bad.
Well, if anybody knows what happened, because I know you've talked to a lot of people that do a lot of research, do we know what wave Ashley went in with, what happened, and any other details of that day?
I don't know those details. I mean, I know if you want to put the timeline down, I mean, she had sent me a text saying that she had just watched, big guy, President Trump, and Don Jr. and Kimberly and Eric. So for her to get from where that speech was, the slow walk to the Capitol, I have to imagine it was well after the first or second wave that went in there.
Yeah, because I didn't hear there had been a shot fired until I'd basically given up trying to get people out because the cops let everybody in. And I went to the police and I said, you have loudspeakers all over the grounds. I know you do. I've seen documentaries about it. You need to get on there and say, get out of the Capitol. And they said, let me call my captain. The captain said, nope, not going to happen. I said, well, I'm going to go up on the steps trying to get them out of here. And he said, go ahead. It's on video. But, I mean, look, you've done security. You know about this stuff. The next day, they had blaring loudspeakers all over the city saying you can't be outside. Deafening. They had those loudspeakers mounted all over the Capitol. Why didn't they use them to say, get out of here?
I honestly believe they wanted them in there. They wanted them in there. I think my wife was led to her death. And I'm not going to give up on that. They're not going to silence. So as long as I stay loud and I stay at the surface, I am going to be screaming about the injustice that was done to my wife.
Well, listen, Aaron, I love my audience, and they keep us on air despite all the Democrat Party lawsuits and attacks, and they're the best. And I come to them over and over again with people like you. But I got to be honest with you, looking at your GoFundMe thing, givesendgo.com/justiceforashley, I know what legal stuff like this costs. $500,000 is a very low number in today's numbers because these decent lawyers and all the system costs money. You've only raised $34,000, and that's 6% of the goal. And I'm just going to tell the listeners, there isn't a better place, in my view, to support justice than to do this. And this needs to come out because they're using this Capitol event to set up a police state in America and declare patriots terrorists officially. It's very important, not just for her memory, not just for her husband, which is important. It's important for all of us that we use her as a standard against them of what they did to her and not just let them make her go away and forget her. So I think it's a very important place to go. givesendgo.com/justice for Ashley, whether it's $5 or $100. That is one of the most important things you can do to fight back against this tyranny, because through the legal process, they're going to be able to legally expose who did this and hopefully get the 14,000 hours of footage to show what really happened. And that's why they're stalling, because they want to put out a fake narrative.
And hopefully the radio transmissions as well. That has to be included. So we need every dollar that we can get to help. You know, any amount, like Alex said, $5, $10. Even a single dollar, you know, it's going to go to this fight. And this fight is not just for Ashley. This fight is for America, and this fight is for our civil liberties and our freedom. And it's being ripped away from us in front of our faces. And the blatancy of it, they don't care. They think we're all stupid. They think every one of us is an idiot, and we're just going to go along with the flow and shut the TV off and not pay attention to what's going on. Stop paying attention to the mainstream news. Do your own research. Look deeper. There's a blatant cover-up going on at what happened at the Capitol that day, and my wife was public enemy number one on their list, and they took her out.
They did. Aaron Babbitt, very powerful. I'm going to make a donation. Thank you, sir. Come back again very, very soon. Make a donation, guys. Thousand.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Like 100 years ago, at the same time like it was 5 minutes ago. January 6th, huge, successful, million-person rally. Suddenly taken control of by provocateurs. Capital breach. And a good hour before Ashley Babbitt got executed, there I was saying, don't go in the building. I sense a Kent State where, you know, the military shot some of those peaceful anti-war protesters. And sure as hell, it happened. Here's the clip.
Over this. We need to not have the confrontation with the police. They're going to make that the story. I'm going to march to the other side where we have a stage where we can speak and occupy peacefully. Tell everybody behind you, march to the other side.
Here, but I'm telling the true story. Call me and email us and say, thank you. We were there. We didn't know. We almost went in. Because I kept saying, tell people in front of you, pass it down. They can't hear me. Don't go in. It's a trap. It's a trap. I spoke for like 15 minutes just on top of that pile of chairs, stacks of chairs. And so thank God Thank God my security guys, actually, because I got there. I'm like, what the hell's going on? We're like 300 yards back. We see flashbangs. Looks like something out of a medieval, you know, scene. People climbing up rafters and everything, parapets. And I was just stunned. And one of the guys that had been a sergeant major in the Army, he goes, you got to get up on top of one of these piles or one of these things. You got to stop this right now. You got to stop them going in there right now. I said, okay, you're right. I need to stop it. But I was actually shell-shocked for a minute because the image of the U.S. Capitol and all these people and what I was seeing, riot police beating people on the head and tear gas hit me right in the face. I'm like 300 yards back. I mean, like a movie, this ball of tear gas goes right in my face. And I was like, I have a memory of that here for a second. What a fiasco. And again, it's not about me. It's about the left being such liars. I cannot tell you how many times I've trended number one on Twitter or in the top 10 of Twitter because they're wanting to arrest me. And they take video of me in Georgia in November in the Capitol. And they have investigative reports and they go, look, here's Jones in the Capitol planning the attack with Congressman Gozer the day before. And I'm not even with Congressman Gozer. He wasn't in Georgia. He's from, like, Arizona. None of it's even true. I mean, it's just next level. And it's journalists saying this. These are accredited people saying, here's Jones planning the attack. And it's the Georgia Capitol with a peaceful photo op we did with a state rep. I guess state senator. So, and that's why it's so hard to beat the left unless you just reject everything they say. But then your brain is designed to kind of halfway believe, like, well, maybe Jones was in the U.S. Capitol and replanting a deal. Because, you know, it's like, it's so crazy how they lie that it's hard to figure out. Okay, I need to hit this. This was big news yesterday, but I want to get to it today because I skipped it. Bizarre White House deploys Gen Z influencer to push experimental COVID jab. I want to do that, but I also want to just say this right now. The document that the CDC put out about sheltering cities says about a third of your population might be at risk, old people, homeless, minorities, and others. So we're going to forcibly take you, not even because you have COVID, and we're going to put you in community camps and have the federal government and these COVID tracers, along with these environmental cores, take over. And then they just got their funding in the infrastructure package. So when you got a headline like Red Alert Emergency Broadcast, CDC announces plans to put millions of Americans in forced labor camps, that's a real plan they're trying to implement ahead of the election next year. I mean, believe me. When you see this stuff, it's hard to deal with, but I mean, it's the reality. We got some breaking news on the stimulus package, on the infrastructure package. You knew they did this. Since they got what they wanted, they're now holding it hostage for $3.5 trillion more with even worse crap in it. It's not enough to outlaw criticizing Fauci or put cameras in your car that watch you or put transgenders in five-year-old bathrooms and pay for transgender sex changes. But now they're holding in hostage new breaking news exclusive. Nancy Pelosi will hold $1.2 trillion infrastructure package hostage to force Senate Democrats to vote for additional $3.5 trillion bill. Separately, I'm not complaining. I'm very thankful to viewers and listeners. You're awesome. You're amazing. You've changed the world. Imagine the world without InfoWars, all these guests and all these hosts and all the breaking news and the talking points that we research and create that are then picked up by Congress and by Tucker Carlson and so many others who do an even better job of the material than we do. They even do more research and add to it and make it even more powerful. I get a lot of news from Tucker as well. I'm not saying I'm the fount of his news. I'm just saying we're having a lot of influence with our information. We do a lot of important research, and we can't do it without your financial support. And I'm sitting there doing accounting, and the crew hasn't gotten a bonus since Christmas, and they deserve a bonus. So I signed a bonus form today. It was half the extra money we have in the business account, and I just believe more money's going to come in so we can keep operating. But it's the first time we've had any meaningful surplus since Christmas, because we used to get a lot of orders in November and December, so I'd like to do a late bonus. Had to do the bonus late this year, right before Christmas, because we didn't have much money. And I'm not complaining. It's just I don't have Bloomberg money. I don't have globalist money. I've got your money, and I appreciate it, and I respect you, and I thank you for it. And a lot of our big problems the last year have been the COVID lockdown. A lot of products that we are sellers that we could fund ourselves with are not here. And we couldn't sell the toothpaste because the Democrats came after that. But we have our other toothpaste that they say isn't evil. And again, none of this has anything to do with treating COVID. It never did. They just made that up to try to get me indicted. Just charcoal toothpaste is about cleaning your teeth and having fresh breath. It has nothing to do with that. But we mass produced it. We got a big shipment in. Dr. Jones Naturals activated charcoal toothpaste, natural fluoride free, gently cleans teeth, freshens breath, enamel safe. Look, nowhere does it say COVID. Why the hell would I say toothpaste has to do with COVID? Nothing to do with it. They'll probably execute me or something. I don't know. I'm not a child molester. But the point is, it's high quality, doesn't have all the additives and garbage. One of the fastest growing trends in toothpaste is charcoal toothpaste. I noticed that 3 years ago. Went and tried some at the store, thought it was amazing. My dad's a dentist, talked to a manufacturer, and made one even better than the other great one. That's what I did. I go, this is a great product. I want to sell it. But we went and made our own, and it's now back in stock. And we had this toothpaste not because the Democrats and Governor Cuomo said we couldn't sell it. That was the other one. This is the charcoal one we were already developing that just so happened to come out right around the other time that our other evil toothpaste, gosh, aren't we safe now, got banned. So it's back in stock. It's $9.95. We're really proud of it. We have the evil mouthwash. I'll probably get SWAT team for this. This has nothing to do with COVID. Okay, I'm just putting that out there. Dr. Jones Naturals activated charcoal cleans whole mouth, fights bad breath, fresh, clean feeling. Isn't that evil? We also sell T-shirts. I'll probably arrest me for that. Or bumper stickers, even worse. Oxygen's evil, but cyanide's good. So that's back in stock. It goes with that. InfoWarsStore.com. Let me tell you what else is back in stock. Talk about super demonic and horrible, which is good for your immune system and is good for inflammation. Everybody knows it. Super strong turmeric concentrate, our pure turmeric liquid extract, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And none of it has atrazine in it, the stuff that makes frogs sterile and, yes, they only want to have sex with other male frogs. And liberals go, that's great, being gay is cool. Yeah, except the frogs are all dying. See, there's no more frogs when they don't go boom, boom with the female. So we sell that evil shirt. Probably at SWAT team for that one. Save the frogs. And we have the thing to block the contact tracers. That's 50% off. That sells it in a couple days. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And then never forget, the entire spectrum of amazing MyPillow products is up to 66% off with promo code Alex at MyPillow.com or FrankSpeech.com. We'll be right back with hour number 4 and Paul Joseph Watson.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.